Places like this. Shinayim Brishus. If you have two people going someplace, Brishus. Like Rashi says, going Brishus Rabin. You both have a right to be there. Or else, I chot to Rashutvim, or Shinos no Malabais Rashus, the Konos of the Malabos gave you permission to come into his house. The kids who went, two men are there with permission. Or Shinayim Shle Brishus. Or else both of them are there without permission. So then, Hezeko Zeh Zechayovim. If one does damage to the other one, they're both chayiv. Whoever does the damage is chayiv. And since they're both without permission, Samaisa, if you did damage one to the other, even without miskaven, you chayiv. Like Rashi says, Tivinizokin by other mamazik, loishon alon ben miskaven l'shein miskaven. There's no difference whether you had kavon or not. Odom is mu'ud li'erlom. So Rashi says, I've heard it number of amniach, that we learned before in the third parak. Shinaim shayim achim ishas rabim, vezeka zez pturim. We had before the two people going with Shrab, they hurt one another, they're both potter. So Rashi says, who has Zeka Yehusku? Who? Vladot Felishnaim. There it does not mean that one does physical damage to the other one. It means if one tripped over the other one and hurt himself, then you're potter. But if you go and bump into him or knock him down, then you're chayif. Odom amazik, you're chayif. What about now? That they have, so clearly here. Husku zebzeh. Not that you gave direct damage, but just the other one tripped over you and hurt himself. Then you're pturim. Since you had permission to be there, so you're like an honest. If he tripped over you, but you had a right to be there, you're not chayiv. Now, Taina, what's the reason over here? According to Rava, the shneim brishus, they both had permission to be there. Or else, or shneim shlei brishus, they both didn't have permission to be there. Avol echad brishus v'yechad shlei brishus. If one had permission to be there, and somebody else comes into your reshus like without permission, you're in your backyard, and somebody else comes into your house without permission, halacha is the reshus potter, the one that the balabos, if he doesn't know the other one is there and he bangs into him and hurts him, he's potter. But shleib reshus chayiv, the other one that's there without permission, you're not supposed to be here. But you have to realize there is a balabos around. So therefore, if you come charging in and hurt the balabos, havada you're chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what about if your shore goes into somebody else's reshus, and it falls into his ditch of water, and the shore dirties the water? Nofal lebor vehivish meim abchayiv. If you make the water, like disgusting, the animal goes in there and makes the water dirty, or stinks because of the animal, so it says that what your chayiv, your shore was mazik his water. Omar Rav Rava said, loishonu ele shehivish b'shas nefila. Only at the time when your shore fell into this water, right then, it dirtied the water or ruined the water. Then you're chayiv. Avliyachan afilu pata. But let's say your shore fell in there, and right then the water was still okay. Just later on, the water became bad. Is your pata? My time. What's the reason? Have a shore bore. Because now, when your shore falls into this ditch of water, the shore remains like a bore there. It's like a bore. Omayim kalim, and the water in your ditch is like kalim. And we know the klal is v'loy motzinu bor shechayiv v'yis hakelim. Bor we always dash in shor v'loy yodom chamor v'loy kelim. That a bor is potter on kelim. See that your shor fell into his bor. After it's down there, your shor is like a bor there. It's not moving around, it's staying still. That's like a bor. So now that your bor is ruining his water, on that you potter. So Mar says again, that depends. Honichol is Shmuel diyamar kol takol aboru. That's good according to Shmuel, that learns even if you own the thing, but if it's stationary, staying still, it's a bore, you're chayiv for it. So then this, your shore, when it fell into the bore, it became a bore also. So therefore now it's potter when it ruins the kelim, the water. Ela l'rav, but according to Rav, the yomah that says, Adam afkalei, Rav says, no, when you own it, it's called your mom and it's like your shore. It's not called a bore. You'll still be chayiv on kelim. Something is only called a bore if you masker it. So, Michael, what can you say over here? Here, the Kura Pasha, the guy was not mafkir his shore. Just because your shore fell into somebody else's ditch, you don't want to give up your shore, it still belongs to you. So, if so, your shore is not a bor there. So, if your shore stays there and ruins the water by being there, it's called your shore is ruining his water, you should have to pay for it. Agar Rashi said before, that we said here that the Mayim is called like Kalim, so Rashi says, Kol Chafetzim Kekalim. Like chayiv a bor, any utensil, like anything that you use, is called like kelim that you put around bor. Even though here it's only water, it's called like chveitzim that you put bor is potter. The kopon of the kashanel is according to Rav. Rav says your shor, your mammon is always called shor hamazik. It could only be called a bar after you masker it. But before you masker it, when you own it, it's your shor, it's not your bar. So why are you putter on Kalim? So Marin says, El iyit mahochin. If you want to learn this, the way you should learn. El iyit mahochin yitma. Omar Rava. Rava says like this. Loi shon, when does our Mishnah say that if your shor ruins his water, that yechayiv el shehivish migufoy, that the water got ruined from the goof of the shore. The goof of the shore, the actual body. So Rashi show him, look like petit. If the shore was first dirty, we had dirt on him, and now your shore, your dirty shore, falls into this water and ruins the water, then you're chayiv. Even if it happens later on. But lamaisa, the shore never gets a shame bor. It's always your shore. Therefore, you're chayiv for the damage you did here. Aval hivish may rechoy. But let's say the water gets ruined. Not because your shore was dirty, but just after a while, the shore starts to smell, they give off odor. And this odor goes into the water and ruins the water, then you're potter. My time, what's the reason? Groma bialmu. This odor that comes out of your animal going into the water, it's only called like a groma. It's only called an indirect cause. O groma bialmu loy mechayiv. You're not chayiv for groma by nizokin. So Rashi learns, Avo meirecha means, lav gufa you. It's not the gufa the shore. The sirchon the nevela, your shore fell in there and it died there. And now it starts to rot away. So Rashi says, the rotting away of the nevela, memela asilo. That comes by itself. On the vela gromahu, shagaremet lestircha shiyavoy. The fact you have your animal there, like your animal died there. Now that it starts to stink and run away, it's not cool the animal itself is doing that. It's cool just your nevela was gorum was causing for this to come about. So therefore, now that the disintegration of the animal caused the water to stink, to be bad, that's only called like a groma. That's what Rava meant to say there, you put. Then the Mishnah says, when your shor falls into the bor, your shor went into somebody else's reshus without permission, and your shor fell into the bor, and in the bor was the balabos's father or kid, and he killed him. So says the balashor is chayif and kaifer. Says hoye aviv oy benoy letoichay. If the father or the son of the balabos was in the bor, and your shor went in there without permission and fell into the bor and killed them, is mishalem es a kaifer. So the balabor has to pay kaifer. Fred the Gemara via Mai, what do you have to pay kaifa for? Hotamu, this is the first time it happened. So Yeshua was only a tam. We hold Pasha tam is potter on kaifa. So what do you have to pay kaifa for? So Gemara says, Amarav, b'mu'ed lipol al b'nayodim b'barat askinin. No, we're talking about the Yeshua is a mu'ed. It happened already three times. And therefore, if it happened already three times, therefore the Yeshua is like a mu'ed now. Therefore it has to pay a kaifa. Fred the Gemara, if it happened already three times, if he's a mu'ed already, to what? To fall into Boris when people are there and kill people, for the Gemara Yehoki, if so, bar kotlehu, then the shor should have been killed already. Like here, Rashi speaks out, we don't have any of the truths that we had before. Like what happened? This happened three times that your shor fell into a ditch where a man was there, and your shor enjoys killing a man in the ditch. So when your shor falls down there, he's trapped there. So here, when Bezdin saw this the first time, Bezdin should go right away and kill the shor. The shor can't run away. There's not a question we had before. We don't know who the shor is. The shor is trapped in this bor. So you can't tell me this happened three times that your shor fell into a bor where a man was there and killed the man three times. But after the first time, Bezdin should have killed the shor. So how could it be that there's a mu'ah to do it? He should have been killed with the first falling. So my answer is, Omar Rav Yosef, we answer the cases like this. Techaza Yeruka. We're talking about the animal doesn't do it to kavona. It's not really kavonos al hazik. He doesn't have kavona to fall into the bor to kill the person there, but just rather there was a yerek, there was a big carrot there on top of the bor, and your animal went after the carrot. It wanted to eat the carrot, and by going after the carrot, it slipped and it went into the bor. So this happened three times for nothing that fell into the bor. So pshat like this. So if so, that it's not called kavonos al hazik. So therefore, your shor doesn't have kavona to kill the men. Therefore, we don't have to kill the shor. If we don't have to kill the shor, so why is the chayiv in kaifa? So Rashi explains that since it happened three times, it's not called mishun, it's called like urchei, so it's like shein now. That really the animal is doing this for his own enjoyment. He's enjoying eating this carrot. Because that's the way he eats it, he has to fall into the bor because of it. So he doesn't have intentions of killing the man. So he's called the mu'ed now, and the reason why it has to happen three times, because otherwise it's mishunah. It's not a normal action to happen. But after it happens three times, then it becomes urcha, it becomes normal. And really, it's not called kavanos al-hazik, it's not a karen here. but it's not chayiv misa, but rather it's a matzav of shame. And we're going like maskana we had before in the Gemara, that if a shor tramples over a kid, so that's a regular shame, in a case where he's doing it for his own urchei, so that even though the shor is not chayiv misa, if a shor derech urchei, normal walking, tramples over a kid, the shor is potter from misa. Still, the Baal HaShor has to pay kefil. See, also that's the same case over here. When the Mishnah says you pay kefil, we're talking about the Yishar is a muid to look for the food and trip and go into the bar and kill a man. But he did not have kavana to do it. Therefore, the Shor is not chayiv misa, but just rather the Baal HaShor is chayiv kefil after this happens three times. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Could be a tam here. But I tell you, Hamani Rabbi Yosef Lili, this mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Yoma that says, Tam Mishalim Chati Kaifer. Could be no, he had Kavanah to fall into the bar to kill the man there. But the case is talking about that it was a Tam, true, it's only the first time. And true, Bezdin's going to kill the Shor right now. But I call upon him, the Baal HaShor has a Chiyav to pay Chati Kaifer. Ula Amma Ula says, I'll tell you true, Rabbi Yosef Lili, our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Yoma Krabi Tafran, it goes like Krabi Tafran though. That the Yoma says like this, that Keren Mechotzer HaNizik Nezek Sholei Mishalim. That even a Tam, if he does damage B'Shus HaNizik, he has to pay a Nezek Sholem. If so, Hochinami, Koifesh Sholei Mishalim. Here also, the case is talking about that your Shor went into the Balabas's, somebody else's house without permission. And in that house, the Shor went and killed somebody there. So he killed the man B'Shus HaNizik. So according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, according to Rabbi Tarfin, you'd have to pay Kaifa Sholim. Even though it only happened the first time, even though it's only a Tam. So Mura says, like, this is very good now. Dish Laim Alula, it's very good according to Ulis Teres, that we have to be talking about Rishus HaNizik. Hainu Diktoni, that's why it says the case was, Hoya Aviv Aibunay L'Toychay, that when your Shor went into somebody else's house, and it fell into the bar there, it killed the master, the owner's father, or the owner's son, that's called Rishus HaNizik. Like they had a right to be there, your Shor had no right to be there, so that's called the Shor did damage B'Shus HaNizik. So that's good why you have to pay a Nezik Sholem or Kaifa Sholem. That's why we need the case should be that it was the father and the son of the Balabas that was killed there. Because if it would have been a third party, that's not called B'Shus HaNizik. They also don't own that place. But Elul is Shmuel, according to Shmuel's Teretz, that he's a Muid. And we're talking about now a Samazik from Shane. If so, Ma'iri Yavavai Benoi. What's the difference? It doesn't have to be B'Shus HaNizik. What's the difference? Who was killed there? Afilu Achanami, even a third person also, that doesn't belong there. That's not B'Shus HaNizik. We're not being Mechayiv now because of B'Shus HaNizik. Stam, we're being Mechayiv now, Samazik from Shane. So Mar says, true, I'll tell you, Urcha de Milsikatoni. This is the normal case. That when you go into somebody's house, and there's a bar there, and your Shor falls in. Who do you kill there? Most probably is somebody, the part of the family of the Balabas. So it's his father or the son. That's the normal case that they were there in the bar. Then the end of the mission was that the Machlekes Hanakam and Rebbe was, V'yem hichnas b'rishus b'achot z'chayif. Let's say the Balabas gives you permission to come in. So what does permission to come in mean? Does it mean to say, come in and I'll watch you? Or else no, it just means come in and watch yourself. Until the Balabas says clearly, I'll watch you. So Tanakama says, "If nichnas b'shus balachot zechayiv, no minastam. If I give you permission to bring your food into my house or bring your shor into my house, it means I'll watch it. That's what the Tanakama holds." And Rebbe says, "No minastam, you're still potter until you say clearly you accept upon yourself to watch the shor." Itmar, we learn like this: Rav Amichos haKatanakama. We pass on the Tanakama. So when I tell you to come in means come in, and I'll watch your shor, I'll watch your food. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Hilchos like Rebbe, Paskin like Rebbe. When I tell you, I give you permission to come in, means you have permission to come into my house. But I won't watch you. You have to watch yourself. Unless I say clearly, I watch you. So Torah Rabban, look at the bright like this. Somebody says, Konos Shorcha Vishamru. You have permission to bring your shor in, but you have to watch it. So it says, Hezekai, if your shor does damage to me, the Baal HaShor has to pay. Huzak, if he hurt himself. Potter, then also on Potter. Yeah. I mean, the Balabas is Potter. If your Shor tripped in my, if your Shor that came in tripped in my house, I'm Potter from paying you. Because I told you to come in, but you have to watch it. What about Korne Shorcho Ben Yashmerenu? The Balabas says, okay, you can come into my house, bring your Shor, and I'll watch it for you. Now, huzak chayiv, that if the balabos's animal does damage to it, the balabos has to pay. Hezek potter. But if it does damage, hezek, if the shor does damage, right, the balashor is potter. Because the owner said, I'll watch your shor. So therefore, if the shor does damage to the balabos, the balashor is potter. So first of all, it's kasha, gufa kasha, the theory here. Almarty, you tell me, the Rashi says, bring in your shor and you watch it. So therefore, hezek, if your shor does damage to me, chayiv, you have to watch it, you're chayiv. Huzak, if it gets damaged by me, potter and potter. Taima, what's the reason? The yomalei shomru, because the balabos said, clearly, you watch it. The chayiv balashor, that's why the balashor is chayiv, but potter balachotzer. Mashma do hostoma, if the balabos says, tam, you could come in. And he didn't say that you have to watch it. I just said, you come into my house. Mashma then, come in means, and I'll watch it. Therefore, chayiv balachotzer, upotter balashor. Lechura, that's like Rebbe. That when I give you permission to come into my house, I do not accept upon myself to watch it. But rather, because the writer to the Tanakama, Hostom Chayiv, that when the Balabos gives you permission to come into his house, he means that he'll watch it. Therefore, the Balachotzer, therefore Chayiv Balachotzer, the Balachotzer is Chayiv, because he was supposed to watch it. And Upota Balashor, because he doesn't have to watch it. Tivistomo Mekabla Lena Terusa. Because stam, when I give you permission to come in means come in and I'll watch it for you. If so, I'm a safer. What does the safer say here? Kinoi shochev, the balabos says, okay, you can bring your shor into my house. But vani yashmerenu, he speaks out clearly, I'll watch it. Then the locker is, who's the chayiv hizik potter? Then is the balabos pot chayiv. Time away, the omalevi vani yashmerenu. Only because the balabos spoke out clearly and told him, you can come in and I'll watch it for you. And since he said clearly, I'll watch it for you, that's the reason why the balabos is chayiv. Who's the mechayiv balachotzer potter balashor? Hostomo, but if I stam give permission to come in, then chayiv balashor potter balachotzer. Then stam means come in, and I'm not going to watch it, you have to watch it. Then mistomo, loy mekabel loy neterusa. Then when I stam mean I'm mekabel neterusa. Alright, turn over. Sechuruf minastami not mekabon terusa. That's like Rebbe. Sechuruf also the Rebbe. This comes out good according to Rebbe. The Yom of the Rebbe says na Mishnah at yekabel olam neterusa balabayis lishmor. That the balabos is not chayiv unless he says clearly he's going to watch it. But when I give you permission to come into my house, that means okay, you could come in, but you have to watch yourself. The balabos doesn't have to watch it until he says clearly he's mekabel to watch it. So what's the theory then? It comes out that of this brisa, Reisha Rabbanin, the beginning of the brisa goes according to the Rabbanin, that min hastam, when I give you permission to come in, that means come in and I'll watch it. And the Sefer Rebbe, the Sefer goes according to Rebbe, just the opposite. When I give you permission to come in means, okay, you can come in, but I'm not going to watch it. You have to watch it, unless I say clearly I'll watch it. So it's a theory. So first the Gemara says, yes, true. Omer Rebbe Lozer says, Tavris Akasha here, that Misha Shonazu LaShonazu. You have to say the Reisha and the Bryce and the Seifa are like two different man the Yamrim. One is going according to Rebbe, and one is going according to Chachamim. Rav Omer Rebbe says, no, I'll answer you really cool Rabbanani. Everything goes according to the Rabbanan. That Min Hastam, when I give you permission to come in means and I'll watch it. If so, I did the Nos of Reisha Shomru. Since in the Reisha, when the balabos, if he wants to be potter, he has to speak out clearly, I want you to watch it. Therefore, Tana Sefer, the Sefer also says, Vani Yeshmerenu, that the balabos said, like, I'll watch it. But in the Sefer, really, it's Lavdaska. When the balabos says, come in, even if the balabos wouldn't have said, I'll watch it, still it means the balabos has to watch it. Because we're going now according to the Chachamim, that Menastam, when the balabos says, you could come into my house, means come in and I'll take over. I'll watch it for you. Just in the Reisha, it's a Chiddush. And the balabos says clearly though, I'm giving you permission to come in, but you should know, I want you to watch it. So he speaks out clearly, then the Baal HaShor has to watch it. Then the balachotzer is potter. But if he doesn't speak out that I want you to watch it, then minastam it means come in and I'll watch it. If so, why does the Sefer have to say, the balabos says come in and I'll watch it? That's really lavdavka. Just since in the Reisha, the balabos said you watch it, so the Sefer says, I'll watch it. But really, the Sefer would be the same thing, even if he didn't say he'd watch it. Rav Papa says, I'll tell you, Kula Rebbe. No, just the opposite. The whole Mishnah goes, the whole Brisa goes according to Rebbe. And what that minastam the balabos is potter. If so, v'sovlo kriptav nelzak kriptafen though the yoma that says keren v'chotzer anizik nezik sholem eshalom. You should know keren brishus hanizik pays a nezik sholem. So it's like this. Silkach. Oh male shomru. If the balabos says you could come into my house, but I want you to watch it. If so, lematni le mokim b'chotzer. I don't give you any rishus, like I don't give you a kinyan in my chotzer. Therefore, the heaven le keren b'chotzer and izik. Now, when your shah comes into my permission, my house, true, it's with permission, but I told you you have to watch it, so it's your shah and rishus and izik. Therefore, if your shah does damage, the keren b'chotzer and izik, mishalom nezik shalom. You're going to have to pay a nezik shalom. So we're going according to Rebbe, but the chiddush is, though, that's rishus and izik. But what about loy omalei shomru? But let's say the balabos said come in, and he did not say that you should watch it. So once he says you could come in, it means to say aknu yakne le mokem chotzer. When I tell you to come in, it means you could come in, and I give you permission to let you use my chotzer. If so, even though I don't have to watch it, but still tehev le chotzer ashutvim. Now it remains I'll call upon him like a chotzer ashutvim, and therefore the keren mechotzer ashutvim ein mishalem alechatzi nezik. So true, in both cases the balabos is potter. Because min astam, when the balabos says come in, it means you could just come in, you could use my rishus. But who has to watch it? You have to watch it. The only difference is, when the balabos tells this person, you have to watch it, it means to say, I'm not even giving you permission in my chotzer to be kinder at all. So it's a complete rishus hanizik, therefore when your shah does damage to me, you have to pay a nezik sholem. But when I give you permission to come in, and I don't say you should watch it, so come in means come in and you could use my chotzer. You have like a kinyan in my chotzer. So true, I wasn't makabel to watch it yet. According to Rebbe, if I don't speak out, I'll watch it. I don't have to watch it. You still have to watch it. But our koponim, it's not called like chotzer ashutfim. It's not called like reshus hanizik. Therefore, you don't have to pay a chatzin nezik. So the Mishnah. Shor shor yi miskavin lachaveroi. Or shor had kavanah to kill his friend. V'ikyos isha, by mistake, he hit an isha. V'yotzi loderna, and she was pregnant and the kid came out. Potter mit the mevlodis. She's potter for paying the mevlodis. Since it's saying the miskavin, she's potter. The odom shoy miskavin lechaver. Same thing by a man. If he had come on to hit his friend, and by mistake vikas isho v'yosi lodeha mishalom the mevlodis. By odom it's different. Odom amazik is chayiv, even though it's saying the miskavin, he has to pay for the mevlodis. Kate said mishalom the mevlodis. How do you pay for the mevlodis? Shomen es isho kami yofo ad shelo yodom. We have to see how much this pregnant isha is worth. And how much is worth to be sold for a shivcha now? So the difference, that's what you have to pay. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, that can't be.